Hi, this is podcast number 4, and today I'm going to talk about differences and similarities between Obama and Teddy Roosevelt. Let's talk about first, who are they? Who were they? You know, so we start with Roosevelt. He's known as 26th president of USA. He was born in New York, came into office in 1901, and served until 1909. That means two times as USA president. He was graduated from Harvard in 1880. He was an author, lawyer, and public official. And now, let's talk about Obama. He's the 44th president of USA. He is the first African-American to serve in that office. He grew up in Hawaii, earned his degrees in Columbia University and Harvard Law School. He became president in 2007, and he is still serving as a president of USA. So now, let's talk about their similarities. They both served as US president. I mean, Obama is serving right now, but still he's a U.S. president. But anyway, and they both served 8 years in that office. Obama attended Harvard University as well as Roosevelt attended. Compared to Theodore Roosevelt, Obama is a lawyer as well. Obama believes in big government just as Roosevelt did. Obama created a national health care program like was Teddy Roosevelt. However, the similarities end right here. Roosevelt served in military, on the contrary, Obama didn't. So as a result, Roosevelt believed in a powerful military. Meanwhile, Obama has been steadily undermining the integrity of US military by pushing his liberal social agendas onto it. Roosevelt stood behind his actions and words. On the other hand, Obama doesn't even keep up with his blame shifting. At age 42, Roosevelt became the US president. But Obama became the 44th US president while he was 54 years old. So yeah, what I was actually saying was that to see who is a better president. You know what I mean? I mean, Obama is serving right now, and yeah, we all know that, you know, Roosevelt served in 1901, but I just want to know that, you know, does America need a president like Obama or, you know, Roosevelt? So let's get the results. So as I said, you know, Roosevelt stood behind his actions and words. Like, when it was a time that he had to do something, he actually did. But, you know, on the other hand, as I said, Obama doesn't even keep up with his blame shifting. I mean, we don't really need a president that, you know, says something and says, you know what, I'm gonna do this or this, but he doesn't do it, and he doesn't do whatever he says. Like, say, in 2010, Obama agreed to a deal with Republicans to extend the current tax rates for another 2 years if he wins the re-election. But, you know, as I said, he didn't. I mean, he said something, but he didn't. But, you know, let's say Teddy Roosevelt, he promised to create national forest preserves, and he did. He actually did. So, all I want to say is that, you know, USA is a great country and has everything inside it. What we need, a president that knows what he's doing. And yeah, so as I said, I think, you know, we need presidents like Roosevelt who says something and he does it. Like, he's not like, you know, Obama says something and he doesn't even do it, or like breaks his promises. So yeah, that's all about it. I hope everybody is having a great day, and have a good day, you guys.